W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Most of the 55 million Americans expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday week will go by car. But not James Daly of Mission Viejo, California. He and his wife and two children got on an airplane to travel 400 miles plus to Oakland, California.
Everything's getting back to normal since COVID, right? So you want to be part of that joy and part of those relationships, and that's what matters most.
The FAA thinks today will be the busiest travel day of the Thanksgiving holiday season. Arrested last night, a man accused of crashing his SUV through the front window of an Apple store southeast of Boston, killing one person and injuring at least 16 others. Bradley Rain is charged with reckless homicide. He doesn't think of himself as a hero, but an Army veteran who helped take down the suspected gunman in a Colorado Springs gay nightclub is being praised for saving lives.
Rich Fierro did tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was at Club Q with his wife, daughter, and friends. He was called to action.
I just know I got into mode, and I needed to save my family. And that family was, at that time, everybody in that room.
Police say the shooter had several guns, including an AR-15-style assault rifle. Fierro grabbed the shooter's body armor, then pistol, and beat him with it.
And I'm on top of him. I'm a big dude, man. This guy was bigger. And I just kept wailing on him.
A hero in the eyes of many, but not his own.
There are five people that I could not help.
That includes his daughter's boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance. Meanwhile, the suspect, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, remains in the hospital. I'm Julie Walker.
Suspect is also facing murder and hate crime charges. A 97-year-old woman is on trial in Germany, accused of being an accessory to murder as the secretary to the SS commander of a World War II Nazi concentration camp. This is AP News.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untucked shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop Untucked's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untucked.com or 80-plus stores. Untucked shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus just got bigger. The administration department expects the state will have collected an extra $6.6 billion by the end of June. That's more than $2 billion higher than the estimate from just a month ago. Public schools are now asking for more money, while others are calling for an end to the state income tax. The head of Quick Trip says he'll retire at the end of the year. Donald Zeitlow has been with the company for more than 50 years and president and CEO for the past 22. His son Scott takes over next year. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night 119-111. Milwaukee hosts Chicago tomorrow night. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You must hate trying to converse with me then, because all I do is text.
And that's why I call you.
Jay is a forager of funny tunes that are tangentially connected to the topic at hand. Just never turn Civic Media off.
Just have us on, all the time.
Tell Alexa, just keep it going.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, welcome Richland, Center, Oshkosh, Wausau, Amory, our home base in Waukesha. Tonight you can catch us in Madison. We are streaming on all the important streamers. Thank you so much for joining us. We are Jane and Carol, who are in for Kristen Bry, who's on her honeymoon. She'll be back Monday.
Well, that's lovely.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's really great. I put my big hand up there on the... There we go.
There.
She's been gone for... You need a couple of weeks after you have the big nuptials in order to try and kind of get your bearings and figure out, you know, your new situation. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a wonderful, wonderful show coming up today. We're going to be joined by Patty Habeck from Feeding Wisconsin is going to join us this hour. Next hour from the Midwest Farm Report. I love this woman, Pam Bianchi is going to join us to talk about what farmers will be hoping for Christmas. And then in the last hour is joining us at 1:30 today will be truly remarkable Loon.
I can't wait. I mean, I was watching, you sent me the link for him and
what a life.
An incredible life, you know, and so what's the word I'm looking for? Unusual. You know, it's just how he came about to do what he's doing, which is juggling and entertaining and being kind of a slash comedian in addition to everything else. I just find it the whole story was absolutely fascinating, and he's going to kind of wrap it up with a big bow very soon.
Yeah, he's got his last show is coming up, I think it's Friday. I'm pretty sure it's Friday. So he's been based in Madison he's been doing this for 47 years. He actually has a social security card that says Truly Remarkable Loon. I talked to him on the phone and I called him Mr. Loon and he corrected me and said, no one calls me Mr. Loon.
So it's just Loon?
It's just Loon.
Okay.
He goes by Loon.
Well, I can't wait to I want him to tell the story of how that name came about, how the moniker came about, because it's really a cute story.
It is. There are several elements to it. So he's going to be joining us at 1:30, the final half hour of the show. So I hope you can stick around for that. Wanted to start off things, Carol, just to talk about last night's memorial service here in Waukesha for the victims of the Waukesha Christmas parade attack. Hundreds of people came out and wore blue and sang and... The mayor, Sean Riley, spoke. Governor Tony Evers spoke. And you can't say that you ever get over something like this.
Right, right.
But again, just to see the community come together like it has, I think is really inspiring.
Well, it was a very sweet, well thought out event. And I too thought it was wonderful how everybody, and it's not just the community of Waukesha, the entire state, the entire, I mean, we were flying our flag at half staff because that was deemed that we were what was going to happen in the state. And I just think the entire state has become very unified. This is a been something that people, it just, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. And we feel badly for the these families that are going into the holidays with, you know,
empty spots.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And even for those survivors, you know, we used to talk about this with gunshot wounds when the news reports, you know, survived this this gunshot wound. That doesn't mean that their life isn't permanently altered.
Oh, no. Gunshot wounds are absolutely devastating.
But also the injuries that these folks suffer, too.
Unbelievably devastating. And, you know, and I couldn't believe that it happened again with that pickup. Did you see that parade with that pickup truck? And I was just like, what are we doing to one another? Why are people, this is what I don't understand. Why are people so, and I just drove in from the Mequon area and I saw some of the most unbelievable things on the freeway. And it's just like, why are you so angry? Why are people so mad all the time? I always say, you know, it's not worth it for me to stay mad because it's like, it sucks the life out of you. You know, I mean, it's an energy vampire.
Yes.
And I just don't understand what. Now, we know this idiot got into an argument, and that's kind of what precipitated what happened here in Waukesha. But I just feel so, there's just like a hole. You know what I mean? There's like a hole.
And unfortunately, that hole expanded over the weekend. Saturday, there was a mass shooting at a gay club in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Where 5 people were killed. I believe 17 were injured. And one of the heroes of this story is Richard Firo, who was in the military for 15 years. He was at that club with his family, his wife and his daughter. His daughter was there. They were there to see a friend of hers performing when the gunman came in. And keep in mind, I have read things that said that the police responded within 6 minutes. Within 6 minutes, that guy was able to kill 5 people and wound more than a dozen.
Right.
And This Richard Firo, who was unarmed, just ran. He saw the flash of the muzzle and he just ran. He said, "I just went into mode."
It's a fascinating story because it was him and there were 2 men that were credited with being heroes and taking this guy down. But he talked about he saw the flash. He got behind something just to kind of assess the situation so that he didn't get hit himself and then went into go mode. And he said, it's just what you learn in combat. You just go. And he just knew that he had to protect his family. And they were there for a birthday celebration and they wanted to see the show. And you wonder, could I be that person? I always think that, you know, could I be that person that would jump into action? And I would hope that I would be, but you never know.
You don't know.
You never know. But he really was composed and he knew exactly what he was doing. It was really remarkable.
It was. But I think, again, talking about how angry people are, and we've talked about this before, words matter, people. Words matter. Political advertisements targeting other people to make them other, that matters. Mm-hmm. And that can be enough to inspire someone to take a weapon and go into a club with people who are different because they're gay or whatever, or brown or female or a person of color. Words matter. And I think we need to hold our politicians more accountable for the messages that they send out.
I don't disagree with you, but I also believe that we need to hold ourselves and our fellow person accountable. If I hear something that I think is offensive, I'm going to jump in and say something. I've always been kind of that way. Maybe it goes back to the fact that, and it did not make this about me, but I was kind of a big kid when I was growing up, and I was kind of bullied. And I remember feeling really bad about that. And this one kid was just ruthless. And I finally just took matters into my own hands because I got sick and tired of him being so mean to me.
What did you do?
I threw him in a gutter and
beat him up. And you were how old? 8, 9 I was grade school. It was grade school.
Protecting your, sticking up for yourself.
But, you know, when you go back to that words matter, I remember how hurtful the things that he would say.
Sure.
And so maybe that's where I get my kind of like crazy activism in stepping in, because of the fact that I just, I'm not going to allow you to speak to somebody like that. That's just completely unacceptable. Going back to the politicians, you know, I always call it chin boogie. Don't give me the chin boogie during the campaign. I want to hear and see what you're going to do when you get into office. Show me that you mean exactly what you say. And I think that that applies to all of us, really.
Absolutely. We need to hold each other to higher standards.
Exactly.
And be kinder to one another. I think that would be nice, especially as we head into the holidays.
Well, it does kind of kick in at the holidays, just because it's just when the holidays are done, people kind of forget about it. You get into, like, we get into the doldrums of Wisconsin, and it's dark, and people get kind of nasty, and it's just like it sounds very Pollyannish, but it's very simple. It's very simple, and you can make somebody's day just by saying hello. I go to the grocery store and somebody says, "Hey, Carol, how are you?" I'm like, "Oh, isn't that nice?" They acknowledged my existence.
Yes,
you know,
as a human.
Right, right.
And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I will compliment people for just about anything. Their shoes, their hairstyle, their whatever, perfume. It does make a difference, and it does cut through.
Right, right.
Unfortunately, what gets clicks and what makes money is hatred. That's the moneymaker.
Well, because it is. You're not wrong. I mean, you're definitely not wrong.
The outlets that spew hate do this for money and profit, and to target someone to make them the other. So that will distract you from the bigger problems that are facing the country. And get you to focus on what they want you to focus on is that other.
Right, right. I just think that you know, it does start at the top, and if we see our politicians doing nice things for people and reaching out and being a part of our community, I think there's a trickle down theory, and people will kind of follow that.
Yes, we need good examples, right? We need people to be. Let's try and be our best selves.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and you know what? We all have rotten days. We all have crabby moments and things like that. But usually mine, I have a wicked, I do, and we're talking about tempers. I have a wicked temper. But in 5 minutes, it's gone. And I always end up going, "I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it." It's just like, you know, I got frustrated. But I think, and that, I think, doesn't happen too much anymore either. It's like, you know, if you make a mistake, own it. It's okay.
Absolutely.
It's okay.
We have more respect for you if you own your mistakes, right?
Right.
Instead of trying to shove it off onto somebody else or just pretending that it never happened.
Right.
We are up against the break. When we come back, a happy story about those plane puppies. That is coming up next. 844-967-2789 or 844-96-HARTY. That's how you can get a hold of us. We're Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bryan. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
You're looking for real one.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 44. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 25. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 49. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Carolyn Jane, Jane and Carol, in for Kristen Bry. 844-967-2789. If you ever want to shoot us a text or give us a call, we are happy to and love to hear from you. You were with me last Wednesday.
Yes.
And just the day, this was only happened 5 days ago. Doesn't time just go?
The first half of this year went like molasses for me, but well, then, you know, once I got surgically fixed, now everything's just flying
now
by.
That you're titanium.
I'm Wonder Woman. I'm Wonder Woman.
She can leap tall buildings. It's incredible.
Exactly, exactly. So, yes, I was here last Wednesday, and that was right after that plane went down at Western Lakes.
Yes, over 50 puppies, 53 puppies, and three people were in that plane that went down and landed in the Western Lakes Golf Club. They were heading to Hawes, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha. And we had the chance to talk to Lynn, your friend, who's the head of the right. executive director over there. Mm-hmm. And this is something that they do regularly.
Which, I really don't think an awful lot of people realize how much they do that. And most of these animals that they bring up do come from the South,
yep.
where they have very different rules and regulations when it comes to spaying and neutering and things like that. My Beauregard, who I got from Haas, I talk about him all the time, but he's just like, he's my love.
Yes.
And he doesn't have teeth in the front, like in the back. He only has like canines and a couple of teeth. And my vet, and Haas did say he came from the South. You don't know. It was probably he was chained up someplace and he was trying to chew to get away. And you just don't know what they've been through
of course.
The South. And so in order to get them out of that atmosphere, they bring them up here and we adopt them out. And most of those dogs go fast.
They do. They really do. What I love about this story, this is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, by the way. The second that Lake Country EMT responders got to the scene, at least several of them said, I knew I had to adopt one of these dogs. So they were the first responders who were helping unload these animals. And several of them said, I've never owned a dog before, but I'm going to think about this guy for the rest of my life if I don't
sure.
take him home. So I just love warm fuzzies like this. Three dogs have been adopted by rescuers so far. Some 10 more are still in the adoption process. Again, all of the humans and all of the dogs, some suffered minor injuries, but it's just miraculous.
Right. What's remarkable is that I spoke to somebody who was part of the first responders team. And what I did not realize, the heroics that the pilot was able to pull off,
because it was
in a nosedive, and he was able to pull the nose up. He clipped those wings off purposely.
Really?
Yeah. That was what I was told. That was my understanding, was that he was afraid he was going to end up on 94.
Oh, Lord.
So he got it to a position where he got the nose up and then brought it down so he could hit those trees and knock those wings off so that he could
slow down.
Get it down. Right. Right. And as Lynn told us, she said the crates were mangled. But the dogs survived, yeah. Miraculously. So, you know, it's a win-win on all fronts.
It absolutely is. And again, thank you to the first responders. Thank you to all the volunteers, because they were at the airport waiting for this thing to come in.
Yeah.
And then shifted over to the golf course and got everybody out and everybody safe. And again, I'm sure that those puppies are going to go fast. If you are considering adopting an animal for the holidays, and these puppies are all gone, don't forget, there are still older shelter dogs,
right?
Wonderful older shelter yep. dogs who have been waiting for a forever home for a really long time.
Well, and I can attest to that, because I have always gotten puppies, always rescues, but they're always puppies. And Beauregard was, they said about four. And that was the first adult dog that I had ever adopted. And I can absolutely attest to you, he's so happy at the house. I said, life's good at the palace, isn't it, Pop? And the minute, it was just like, oh, somebody wants me, you know, as an older dog. And I've been shuttled here and there and everywhere. And there are some lovely senior dogs.
Yes.
You know, if you've got it in your heart to give up to a 10 or a 12-year-old and just walk them through the rest of their life, God bless you.
There is a woman that I used to work with, Brenda, a heart of gold, who it is her mission in life. This is what she believes she is called to do, is to rescue senior dogs. And like you said, she is with them and gives them the most wonderful, wonderful life for as long as they have.
Yep.
And then she is there to help them cross the Rainbow Bridge. So
yep.
that takes a truly special really special human being.
I've got a friend of mine, Bjorn, who's actually one of the premier drag queens in the city, BJ Daniels, and he does the same thing. He's smaller. Smaller senior dog. He's always posting. He's like, I just got this little guy. And it's a chihuahua and the tongue's hanging out the side. And he goes, he's blind and deaf, but he's the nicest dog.
Oh.
You know, and he does the same thing where he's able to walk them to the Rainbow Bridge and over and give them the last few moments of their life a true blessing.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it is.
It really is a
gift.
It
sure is.
Well, I hope you can stick with us. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Patty Habeck from Feeding Wisconsin.
Oh, yes.
Very important. You've talked to Patty many times before.
Yeah, yeah. That's very important what she's going to tell us.
And how you can help. That's all coming up next. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the...
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Health officials say if you got the updated COVID booster shot, you're better protected against symptomatic infection than those who did not get the shot, at least for now. The White House is announcing a new push for more Americans to get the latest vaccine. Only about 13% of U.S. adults have so far. Hundreds of people gathered in Colorado Springs last night to remember the five people killed and the 17 wounded by gunfire Saturday when a shooter opened fire on a gay nightclub.
Resident and Club Q patron Jeremiah Harris says he woke up Sunday morning to phone calls from family members asking if he was okay. Harris says normally he would have been at Club Q on a Saturday night.
A club that I decided not to go to a night before because I was tired.
Colorado Springs resident and patron Kyle Lohr says the news is crushing.
Scary. Heartbreaking. Devastating.
I'm Jonna Warder.
And
need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untuckett shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at untuckett.com or 80-plus stores. Untuckett, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with...
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit in July to overturn Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, but in the next legislative session, the GOP-controlled legislature could introduce amendments for rape and incest or pass an abortion statute that would become law. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he would consider exceptions for rape and incest and be willing to make a police report a requirement in those cases. A spokeswoman for Governor Evers says Evers would veto such a police report requirement. Any proposals the Republican are discussing don't address issues faced by doctors and patients or the fact that OBGYN students in Wisconsin now have to cross state lines to finish their programs. The lawsuit delayed until February could be pushed out as far as August of next year. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little...
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol, Carol and Jane with you until 2 o'clock today, and really excited to be joined by our next guest. She is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin, Patty Habeck. It's a pleasure to have you, Patty. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, you and Carol have done a lot of work together in the past.
We have. You know, when you're working in community, it's easy to intersect with other good people, and that's how we spent our time previous to this.
So, well, tell us what we're looking at. Let's get down to the brass tacks, honey. You know, what do we need to do? What's the need out there? I would assume it's pretty big.
The need is huge. And, you know, I say that every year, but especially this year, there is just the unfortunate situation where we're still seeing that leftovers from the height of the COVID pandemic, which has left an increased demand on the pantry system. And then you add that to some supply chain issues, and then you add on top of that inflation. Families are really, really stretched this year and are really struggling. And so that's what we're facing as we look at Thanksgiving this year.
Patty, how many people do you help on a monthly basis?
So it's upwards of 500,000 in a year. And so, I mean, you could just kind of break that down. But these 500,000 people in need, you know, I almost don't use that statistic very often because I really want people to understand that that's a huge number, but it's all made up of children or seniors or names and faces. And you know, when you think of it as 500,000, you just kind of lose sight of the fact sometimes that is a lot of individual people with individual stories and individual families and needs.
You know, now I know we want to bring the holidays obviously into light, but this is an ongoing problem that I think sometimes people they do something at the holidays and then they kind of forget about it. And we want this to be at the forefront of their mind all year long, right?
Absolutely. You know, hunger is a massive issue. And sometimes, you know, we've been working on it for so long that sometimes we lose sight of the fact that this is just a big problem that is constantly needing support from neighbors to help neighbors. You know, we always say food is a consumable commodity, and therefore, you know, people get food, they eat food, they need food. And that gets repeated. And right now during the holidays, it's top of mind for people. But right after the holidays, our concern is that come January and February, we start to see that decline in giving. And it's not that people are less generous. It's just that, you know, we made it past the holidays and people switched gears. And we just need to make sure people don't switch gears.
What I think that you said was so important too, Patty, is that all of these individuals have a face and a name and a history and a story. And I think it's easy to put a blanket umbrella over who is seeking help. And I just don't think that those stereotypes are applicable anymore.
They really aren't. You know, we run a program called Food Leaders Lab. And what that is really the gathering of the voices of lived experience. And when you start to hear the stories of people's journey through hunger, or some of them are still struggling with it, what we really see is that there's a million different reasons why people are experiencing food insecurity. And there's a lot of different ways that people handle it. And sometimes they need more support, and sometimes they just need a little bit. And so, yes, that 500,000, it's all different stories of people, real people. And genuinely, it is people who just would prefer not to be in the situation, but they are proud, and it's difficult to ask for help. But, you know, I always say, if you need help, ask for it, because someday you may be on the other side of the table and be able to offer help to somebody else who needs help.
Tell me a little bit more about Feeding America and exactly what the territory that you cover and how people can partake in what you have to offer.
Absolutely. So Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is the largest hunger relief organization, as you said. And what that means is we cover 35 counties. So we're in about 65% of the state. We're also partnered with the other side of the state through other food banks. But we're independent. We're local. We were founded by the Milwaukee Rotary Club. So we were founded in Milwaukee. We were kind of loved into existence by leaders in Milwaukee who wanted to see a food bank really be able to reach and stretch and cover the needs of food pantries, meal programs, and emergency shelters across Southeast and eventually Eastern Wisconsin.
So let me get this straight. So you supply food to like shelters, and that people go there. They don't go straight to your place and get this stuff. Right.
For the most part, that's right. As a food bank, what the idea really was when food banks were founded, it was that they were founded in order to use a collective voice of food pantries to purchase at scale, to push down costs, to be able to access things from manufacturers and retailers that they might not have been able to get on their own. So think of it more along the lines of like a co-op model. But as food banks grew, we're 40 years old now, as food banks grow, we also know that part of our responsibility is to know where more assistance is needed. So in some areas of our territory, there aren't any food pantries. There's gaps. And when there's gaps, we will do direct service to clients in need. But it's our preference to go through the food pantries so that we're really working in collaboration and partnership with communities.
Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin, which covers 35 counties, providing essential foods for more than 400 pantries in different parts of Wisconsin. What is it that you're looking for primarily now, Patty? Is it cash donations? Is it goods?
Yeah. So what we always say that we need on a typical time of year is food funds and friends. And so food or financial donations are two things. And then friends would be the need for volunteerism, giving your time. We always need those things. And so we would encourage you to think about food funds and friends. But at this time of year, what we ask for most are financial donations. And the reason is, first of all, we fortunately have a lot of volunteers. So we feel pretty good in that space. But the financial donations we're using right now, our $1, we can stretch to be about $10 worth of groceries or four meals. And at that scale, we are able to provide a lot more food. We are so appreciative when people donate food, and we will never tell people not to do that. Some people liked the feeling of buying something and then donating it, and we will absolutely support and encourage and respect that. At this time of year, we want to try to get as much as possible, and so financial donations are most helpful.
All right. Well, once we move past the first of the year, let's talk about, let's say, okay, so now you get your financial donations, and it's not like we don't want that to happen. What is the need as we move past the holidays? What kind of food commodities are you looking at that are really needed for families out there?
We follow a very specific nutrition policy. And so we are looking for things that are healthy foods. If you have access to things like proteins, produce, and dairy, those are our primary products. But if you're donating shelf stable because you're going to donate products to the food bank, it's easier to do shelf stable. Really look for things that are low in salt or low in sodium or certainly low in sugar. Things like canned fruits, canned vegetables, soups are really important, especially soups with pop tops, because a lot of the people that we serve don't have access to housing. And so sometimes those pop tops are just the easiest way to go. Peanut butter, that it will always be, we call it food bank gold. Peanut butter is always such a critical donation because it is a good protein that kids love, and we can use that in a variety of different ways. So I would just say, think nutrition is really important. We're not just trying to serve calories, but very specific calories. So we're helping and not harming people's health.
Well, and you make such a good point about those pop tops that never would have crossed my mind.
No, not at all. That's really valuable information. Now, my question for you is, I know we talk about the kids a lot, and because nobody, you know, that pulls at the heartstrings, but there are a lot of seniors that are in trouble too.
Yeah. Absolutely. And seniors are that population that I get very concerned about, because we have a hard time making sure that our seniors reach out for help when they need it. A lot of times it's the seniors that just don't want to reach out. They're too proud. And I'll, you know, one quick story is last year, I remember getting a referral to call a gentleman that somebody had a concern about. And when I called him, I asked him if he had food in his house, and he said, yes, I have food. He made some onion soup the week before. But when I asked him really to open up his cupboards and just like, let me know what he has in his cupboards. And I kind of covered it with by saying, you know, I want to know what he needed. He had a can of peas left. And that was food. He didn't want to ask for help. To me, that was not what he needed. He needed to make sure he had his cabinets full enough that he'd be able to provide food for himself over multiple meals over multiple weeks.
And I wonder sometimes too, Patty, if, especially for the elderly, if there is a concern that they're going to lose their house or their autonomy if they reach out for help.
Yes, that we hear a lot as well. And, you know, what we really try to encourage is if you need help, please reach out. Because first and foremost, we need to take care of the health and your most basic needs, which is food and then also housing. And if that is a concern, we will, you know, really make sure that we're connecting them with the right resources so that they can retain both their ability to have food in the house as well as a home and a place to live.
You know, we were talking about this just last half hour about people and just people trying to treat people better and kinder. And I think what you do, what you're doing too, is highlighting the fact that we as a community need to look out for our neighbors and our fellow person too. If you think that somebody, I mean, I know that I could go to my neighbors and put it delicately, you know, hey, and talk to them and see if I was worried about them. So I just think it's very important at this time of the year, too, is check up on your neighbors and make sure they're okay.
Absolutely. Especially this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving to me is not just about the food and the gathering of loved ones. All of that is important, and we want everyone to experience that. But I always share with my staff that it's also about being grateful for the good that's around us. And we have good things to be happy about this year. It's so easy to get bogged down in what's wrong, but we have a lot of good things to be grateful for. And part of that is the ability that we have to care for each other as community, as neighbors, as neighborhoods. And we want to make sure people are doing that. Reach out to your neighbors, show gratitude.
Patty, for many years in one of my previous radio incarnations, we always did a big food drive the day before Thanksgiving. And I was continually amazed and impressed by the number of people who did not appear to be on the upper financial scale. They were the ones who would come in their paneled station wagon with seven big bags of groceries and nine turkeys. They weren't Lexus driving, you know, nothing against Lexus drivers, but I'm always amazed by people who don't seem to have a lot and their willingness to give more.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's something to be said about having that lived experience, that lived expertise in this space is, you know, what it feels like to go without, to not have something, especially at this time of year when you're trying to gather with your family. And so we do see so much generosity coming from those either with that lived experience or if they feel that they have enough to be able to share what little they have remaining with each other. We see that all the time. And especially in our veteran community, it's usually the vets that are giving every last bit of what they have to make sure other people have a good holiday.
I have said this so much, and we've all done our charitable contributions, but I just say the people of Wisconsin, all you got to do is ask. I mean, I have never seen anything like it in my life. And I've talked to other charities and they're like, how do you guys do this? And it's like, well, if you want to pick up the entire southeastern Wisconsin area and move it to Utah, yeah, then you'll get, you know, you'll get what you need. But that's not going to happen. That's not the case. But there's something about the people and the mentality of the Wisconsinite that all you got to do is tell them what you need and ask them. And man, they are there.
100% agree with you. Wisconsin is such a generous giving community. We understand neighbors so well, and we want to care for each other. And, you know, and to that end, Carol, I will say that I'm asking, you know, we do need help this year, making sure people have good holidays. We need help after the holidays. I'm asking on behalf of those 500,000 people in need.
Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. We are going to come back after the break and talk a little bit about volunteers and what makes a good volunteer and what some of their motivations are for doing what they're doing. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 44. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high of 49. Upper 40s Thursday, with a chance for scattered rain showers, turning cooler Friday with highs in the upper 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Achoo. One, two.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol with you until 2 o'clock. I love Bruno Mars so much. I'm just going to put a bow on myself and throw myself under his tree. I just want to give him a big squeeze. Thank you for joining us. Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Feeding America in Eastern Wisconsin, and talking about what you can do as we head into the holidays and what you can do, probably even more importantly, Patty, right after the holidays. And none of these organizations in Wisconsin work without volunteers. So what are some of the stories of your volunteers? What is it that has motivated them to join you?
Our volunteers are the best. We have everything from our, what we call our regulars. Our regular volunteers are those that come usually weekly on the same time, so the same day. They've gotten to know each other. A lot of times they'll sit down and have coffee first and visit with each other. That's really great when you might be retired and looking for something to do on a regular basis and meet some new friends. But for the most part, where our volunteers come from are individuals or corporate volunteers that come on over and help us out. And they do anything we ask. And it's just so special to see this, from putting labels on frozen pizza, to labeling canned vegetables, sorting through retail donations. It doesn't really matter. They are just there for us. And we honestly could not do our work without them.
I got to be honest with you. I've toured your facility and I've witnessed your volunteers, and they are such a happy group. You know, everybody's got a smile on their face, whether they're driving a pallet someplace or they're packing up boxes or they're checking stuff out. Or first of all, it's an enormous facility. I mean, it really is a substantial facility. But there are just happy people. And I think that it's just, that's infectious. Like, I was walking through going, oh my God, I had this thing, you know, the guilt of not being able to help more people. And then I kind of walked through and I'm like, I want to invite all these guys over to my house. They're just wonderful people.
They are. We do. We turn on the music. We crank it up. Bruno Mars, perhaps. yes. We put on the music. We try to make it a very enjoyable experience. We let our volunteers know ahead of time what job they're doing, so they know how to dress. If we're working it with cold product, we let them know that, so they might bring jackets. We want them to be comfortable, because it is all about not just about the act of packing that food or sorting that food. It's really about the decision that volunteer makes will be about the food, is really about the food that is getting into the person in needs, freezers and refrigerators. So what we want is for our volunteers to come in, take their job seriously, but to have fun. And it is a very special, I often go out there and volunteer with alongside our volunteers, because it just brings me back to why we do the work we do.
If somebody wants to become a volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
The easiest way is to just visit our website at www.feedingamericawi.org. And on there, you're going to see a volunteer page, and you can choose to volunteer in Southeast Wisconsin or Northeast Wisconsin, out of our two different facilities. And then from there, you can go right in and look at the schedule, see what's available, and then match it up with your availability. We encourage people to look at our Saturday volunteer shifts so that you can bring your family out, or sometimes we do after hours or evening sorts. And that is just so that we can make sure that we are allowing the volunteer experience for everyone, no matter what shift somebody might be working.
Well, and it sounds like there's something for everybody, no matter your abilities. Not everybody has to lift a 50-pound bag of potatoes. You know, there's going to be something that everybody can do. I am super interested in forklift driving, Peg.
So forklift driving, we have to be careful of our OSHA rules. But still there is, and it's not just a forklift. You have to ask about the Zamboni, the scrubber that we use to clean the floor. That's usually people's favorite.
Oh.
But we also have that, to your point, we also have that service the skills-based volunteer program. And that is, if you have a special skill that you want to offer, let's say that you are, I don't know, person who works with confidential information, you might be placed in our HR department. And so, because you know how to work with confidential information. If you have the interest in writing, we would use you to help us tell stories. Thank you cards. Sometimes we just put people at desk and ask them to help us really write thank you cards, because it's really about offering what it is that abilities you have. We're going to find something for you to help with. It's not just about the food.
Okay, so we talked about the website if you want to be a volunteer, but let's say there's somebody out there that wants to write you a big fat check. Where do they send it?
Well, big fat checks are always welcome. And we would have you send it to our address at 1700 West Fond du Lac Avenue in Milwaukee. And that's at 53205. If you are interested, or you have, sometimes it's not a check, sometimes it's stock or some other way of giving, just give us a call and we're going to be happy to talk with you and help make sure that the gift goes to where you want it to go.
And something to consider too, you know, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, if you do have relatives who are retired and you're worried about them becoming isolated, what a great sense of community, Patty. Like you mentioned, it becomes your own group of friends.
Absolutely. I always talk about that in community, because I want people to feel connected. And the best thing that we can do is make sure people are all working together, are connected. Collaboration, partnership with community is so critical. It's not just about the food funds or friends. It's not just about the money. It's really about how we all engage together to support those who need a little help. And then at some point, we may find ourselves on the other side of the table and need a little help.
Well, and you know what? I love the fact that you're local. I love the fact that you're serving the local community. And it's such wonderful, wonderful work. And I know that I want to be very strong when I say this. If you need help, don't be so proud that you think you don't need it. Just ask. Ask and somebody will help you. That's another thing about your organization. It is very respectful of people and their person. You know what I mean?
Just absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. So, well, hey, and you know what? I have a personal thing for you to do. Just say hi to my buddy Scotty Marshall for me, okay?
I will certainly do that.
And if you need any of the information that Patty just mentioned, you can find it on our blog. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com, also civicmedia.us. Brooke, our social media czar, has posted everything, so you can find everything you need to know to volunteer, to take part. Patty Habeck, the president and CEO of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. It's been such a pleasure, Patty. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.